Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Before I call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order tonight, I would like to ask everyone if you would join me in a moment of silent prayer for the families out in New Haven, Connecticut, please. Thank you. And then I have one other thing. I would like to ask if you'd like to join me in wishing a happy birthday to one of our members who have reached the milestone. He's 80 years young today. Mr. Rickards, happy birthday. Now we will proceed.
Just go slow for him, will you?
Yeah, we'll go slow this evening, sir.
What'd you say?
Okay, the first thing on this evening will be the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the agenda as revised on December the 11th.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve this evening's revised agenda. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next, we'll have the approval. We're going to have a minute.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I see on the agenda we have the minutes from last meeting. I have not had a chance to review those. I know there was many cases on the agenda last week, so if we could move that to the next agenda next meeting so that I have a chance to review that. Appreciate it.
Do, sir.
So moved.
And a second to that?
I'll second that motion.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we will move the minutes of the December meeting until our next regular meeting, which will be on January the 7th. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed? Carried. Next, Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all of the testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case listed under old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. In addition, items listed under old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you are advised that it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome.
First case, please.
Case number 11117, Promise Ministries, Pastor Andre Alexander, south of Road 545, Rifle Range Road, approximately 3,500 feet west of Road 594, Oak Road. Tax map ID number 131-15.00, parcel 60.00. a special use exception for Promise House 1, transitional housing for homeless individuals, unwed mothers, Promise House 2, traditional housing for home individuals, families in crisis, and to operate a daycare center for Little Promise Christian Children Care.
Can you please state your name and address for the record?
Andre Alexander, 5739 Woodland Ferry Road, Seaford, Delaware, 19973.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, members of the board. My name, as most of you I think know, is David Hutt with the law firm of Wilson, Howard, and Byard. And here tonight, as was just indicated by the comments from Ms. Passwaters, the applicant is Promise Ministries. You just heard Pastor Andre Alexander be sworn in, and sitting next to him is Lady Nakia Alexander, his wife and also a helper in the ministry. Promise Ministries is the tenant that leases the property that's the subject of this application. And in the file, you'll see a letter of support, a letter of authority, but also a letter of support for this application from a corporation by the name of Namar, Inc., and there are two shareholders of that corporation, both of whom have signed off on that letter. The subject property is 45 and a half acres along Rifle Range Road. It's probably easiest to describe it as being just east of Scott's Furniture on Route 13 near Bridgeville. If you were to go east on Rifle Range Road, you would still struggle a little bit to locate it because it's in a heavily wooded area, and all that is along the road is a sign for Promise Ministries. The property is zoned AR1, which, as you know, is Agricultural Residential 1. And pursuant to Section 115-23 of the Sussex County Code, there are special use exceptions which are allowed in the AR1 zoning classification. Two of those in subsections C, 4, and 5 are convalescent homes in subsection 4 and what's called day nurseries or child care centers in subsection 5. Tonight we are here for a special use exception for both of those things. It looks like three things on the application, but two of them are duplicate as there are two separate transitional houses which are classified as convalescent homes. This property has a somewhat unique history. Some of you may recall that the prior use of the property was an institution called Cedars Academy, which applied for and obtained a conditional use in 1989 to operate a educational facility to benefit children with learning disabilities. When I went back in the file here at Sussex County and looked at the conditional use application, I want to read the first finding of fact made by Sussex County Council about that application. In the first finding of fact, the council stated that the proposed land use promotes health, safety, and morale of the present and future inhabitants of Sussex County, in that council considers the private schooling use for children with learning disabilities as generally beneficial to the welfare of all citizens. A wooded buffer zone shall fully protect adjacent landowners from sight and sounds of the academy. As some of you may know, in about 2008 or 2009, Cedars Academy, which had other facilities, consolidated those, and the one near Bridgeville, Sussex County, did not stay in existence. Thereafter, the conditional use, which I just read part of, lapsed for non-use, and the owners looked for a use of the land. Initially, about 4 years ago, Promise Ministries, which is a church, started using the property, and as it used the property, it expanded those uses, and it wanted to utilize all of the facility that was there, including the existing dormitories and the administrative buildings that were on site. When it did that, it received a call from the state of Delaware indicating that it believed that it was running a daycare that was not properly licensed. That day, the church voluntarily shut the daycare down and found out that just because you're a church doesn't mean that there's are exceptions from all of the technical requirements for a daycare center, and they had been working through that process with the state to meet all the requirements, fire code and the other health and safety codes that are required. One of those requirements, of course, is that they have the proper zoning classification for the daycare center. That led them to go in and speak with Lawrence Lank, and He found out that at that time that in addition to them wanting to obviously have a daycare center, they wanted to have transitional housing on site. So the application kind of snowballed into even more things, which is why there's a few things on the agenda tonight that they're seeking a special use exception for. As I indicated, after they started the church about 4 years ago, they desired to expand it into what they refer to as a community center, which includes both daycare as well as transitional housing. This use of the property is a unique way to be able to utilize a property that otherwise would probably be difficult to use because it's primarily the school facility and then two dormitory buildings, and there are probably limited individuals or parties who could make use of that setup. The specific applications tonight are first for a daycare. As I indicated, they have been working with the state of Delaware, and they've achieved almost everything they need. I believe they're still waiting for a final fire marshal permit as well as their final water test, which I believe that process has been started, and they hope to be operational at the 1st of January for 2013. In addition, the other part of the application is for transitional housing, which uses the two dormitories, well, what were the two dormitories for Cedars Academy, which was a boarding school. And those are the transitional housing for that. One of those dormitories would be dedicated to families that do not have housing, and the other would be dedicated to single mothers as they transition from whatever their current circumstance is into having a place to live and helping them land on their feet. I was told that Promise Ministries receives more than 100 requests per month to use their facilities or be able to use the transitional housing which they seek to provide. As I said, this is a unique opportunity to put these facilities back to good use, and particularly to help the youth in the town of Bridgeville. The interesting thing is, as I read from the County Council's approval of the conditional use application, they noted that there is a wooded buffer that surrounds the property. If I may, I'm going to hand out a Google Earth map. Which shows the general layout of the property. And when you see it, you will see that from Rifle Range Road, there is no possible way that you would know that this facility was located back there. And the wooded condition that you see there, which County Council noted was a buffer from any adjacent properties, would still act as a buffer today. The other concern that adjacent property owners may have, obviously, is sometimes when a term such as transitional housing is used, people become concerned that that involves individuals who are rehabilitating from crime or drug or alcohol activity. The good news is that this application is a wonderful meshing of things. Because there's a daycare center that's proposed for this site, none of those concerns will come to bear, as everybody who stays in the transitional housing or obviously is employed at the daycare center will have to have a background check and meet certain requirements to live there and partake in the transitional housing. The transitional housing is intended for families who, for example, have a fire in their home and need a place to stay while the home is repaired, or they wait for insurance monies, or whatever that is, whatever their current circumstance is. And initially, it typically begins with a 90-day stay, and that can be expanded over time to up to approximately a year. As I indicated, the two primary concerns with a special use application of this nature are its impact on the neighboring properties, and then the types of individuals that would be involved in transitional housing. And I believe that both of those concerns have been addressed with this application. And in fact, as I don't think that it's a secret that there is an unfortunate increase in the number of people that would need transitional housing of this nature, and simply not enough organizations or facilities to accommodate all of those needs, which likely explains the great number of requests that Promise Ministries receives each month to use their facilities. In addition, the Promise Ministries went around to some of the neighboring and adjacent properties and received at least 20 signatures of neighbors in support. Scott's Furniture, which is out on Route 13, indicated its support and noted that it intends to continue donating gently used furnishings from its store to them, to Promise Ministries. In addition, Source Supply has said the same thing, that it intends to continue donating pillow sheets and other linens. And there are two letters here from individuals who have utilized the transitional housing and write letters of support for the application. As you know, there's a different standard for a special use exception than there is for a variance, which will be what most people are here for tonight. A special use exception, the standard is that the exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. I would submit that with the testimony that has been presented, that not only will the proposed uses, the daycare center and the two transitional houses, not adversely impact the use of surrounding properties, but actually it'll be a substantial benefit to the community at large. As I was reviewing this with the pastor, it struck me that we couldn't have a more appropriate application for this time of year, just before Christmas. I'm going to ask Pastor Alexander if everything I've said is true and correct.
Yes, sir.
Myself and or Pastor Alexander or Lady Nakia are ready for any questions that the board may have.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. President. Are there any questions from members of the board? What's that, Mr. Rickards?
Yes. Your daycare, how many do they plan to have in the daycare? What's the numbers?
The numbers is up to 30. We could actually take 30 students. Okay. As far as infants, it's no number for infants, but we can take up to 30 students because of the two bathrooms that we have inside the building.
Okay. What's their age?
From infancy up to age 5, right before they go into kindergarten.
How about the adults?
Adults, we're going to be able to employ up to 15 adults to work inside the daycare.
And some of that, just so you know, is regulated by the state, the number of children you have. You have to have a certain number of teachers and then aides for those teachers.
Where is the daycare center on this Google? Is that the large building?
Which one's the daycare?
No, it's actually where the road comes in at, the very first building in the corner, this one right here. Yes, sir.
The other is the transition?
Yes, the other two buildings that are closer together, those is Promise House 1, which is for single mothers, and Promise House 2 is for full families, because in the state of Delaware, they separate the husband from the wife. And what we want to do is keep families together, because they don't have any facilities that keep families together here.
How many can you accommodate in that situation?
In this particular, we go according to the number of children that they have. Like one of the families that we have on there is a grandfather and grandmother who would burn out of their house, and they have their grandchildren. So their grandchildren have a separate room, and their grandparents have a separate room. And we can have up to 3 to 5 actual families stay inside. And everyone has their own bathroom, but they share the common space, which is the family room, the living room, and the kitchen. And the kitchen has 2 stoves. We have refrigerator in there. We have laundry in there for them. So everything is supplied for them, but they have to share the common space. But they have their own personal space upstairs.
Okay, the unwed mothers?
The unwed mothers, we go according.
How many can you accommodate there?
Right now, we have 4 mothers there. According to the age group of their children, if they're younger, we keep them in the room with their mother. If they're older and they're at school age, we separate them from their mother, and we put them in a room by themselves.
Excuse me.
So right now, we have four mothers that actually stay on campus now.
And you can accommodate how many?
We could accommodate up to seven. It's between seven and eight mothers.
All at one time?
Yes, sir.
For your daycare, what are your hours and days and hours of operation?
We're going to start at 6 a.m. in the morning, and we're going to close at 6 in the evening, and it's Monday through Friday.
Okay.
Sir, how many total will you have there in a day? I mean, at one time, how many total people you have there?
As far as the daycare or as far as the transitional housing?
Everything.
Oh, everything. Oh, right now, we don't have an actual number for the daycare because it's not open yet. But as far as the transitional housing, we have about 10, one family, five altogether. Altogether with the husband and wife and the family, that's five people there. And then, so it's about 20 people right now. Because of the children that are with their mothers.
So, I mean, with daycare and everything there, you have 50-some people there?
Yes, sir. That's what we're looking at least 50 there during the day part.
During the day.
But in the evening, the number is going to drop tremendously because the daycare will not be open.
So you have about 50 people there during the day?
Yes, sir.
And then what nighttime?
In nighttime, we should have at least, I want to say, 25 because of the children. That's with their mother. So you figure seven, and depends on how many children there. I want to say to give a rough number, at least 20 to 25.
20 to 25.
Yes, sir.
Okay. How many employees do you employ with all this?
Oh, we're going to employ because of the daycare alone is going to employ up to 20 people because we have to have maintenance for that building, and then for the two transitional housing, they have to have managers for day and managers for night. So each transitional housing gets two managers in each transitional housing. So that's another four people that's going to be employed.
It seems to me you have a medical staff there too. Someone's...
Yes, sir. My oldest daughter is going to be one of the nurses that's going to be working at the daycare, and then we're going to have one that's going to be actually on staff even in the evening time. That's what we're looking at now to accommodate even when the children get sick and everything, that somebody's there to be an aid for them.
Okay. Thank you.
So you have 75 people there during a day.
Yes.
And then nighttime, you have two other there. So somebody's there all the time.
Yes, it's always somebody there because as you can see where this property is located at, it is kind of back off of the road, but we always have to have everybody be secure out there because we don't want anything to happen to our families. So we have to also keep people there that works there that watch over the property at night.
I'm asking a little bit of questions too, a little bit more, because I'm in Bridgeville Fire Company and I didn't realize all this was going on. I got to take this to a chief. That's why I was asking
a little bit
more questions on this. I just didn't know. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Hudson? Yes, sir. And Mr. Mellon, any further?
Activities. Anything out of the ordinary, special functions or anything planned?
Besides that, we have church on Saturdays and Sundays. I teach class. My wife and I teach a Sabbath class. And then on Sunday, we have regular services. I don't do a lot of things like that. Okay. Other than that, as far as what we want to do with the community center is give our children or in our area, like, you know, there's a housing development down the street. They have nothing in Bridgeville that kids can actually come to and feel, and their parents can feel safe when they come home from school. So what we like to see is take the actual part that we use as a church and use that as a center that kids could come do their homework, almost like a boys and girls type of situation, club situation, because there's none in Bridgeville.
Okay.
I imagine I imagine you're thinking about security at this time, too.
Oh, yes. Everything we do.
Very important thing, isn't it?
Yeah, yes, it is, because I've worked with the Boys and Girls. I've also worked in Seaford School District, too. Okay. And, I did discipline for Seaford School District, but I also worked as a director for the Boys and Girls Club in Dover. And when you're dealing with children, you have to have security, especially in a rural area like this. We want to make sure all our children are safe. And I see kids going up and down our road all day long, and they have nothing to do. Like, we had a lot of vandalism in the last month where children were spray painting our signs all up and down Rifle Range Road. But that came because they have nothing to do once they're out of school. And we want to make them more active and proactive, that they'd be better citizens by the time they get our age.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Workman, there has been quite a few changes to the fire safety at the daycare center. The state has some rigorous requirements for child care, and those are actually in the process of being completed right now, new sub panels and all sorts of improvements to the fire safety of the daycare.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Trump, do you have any questions?
Just one. What's the parking situation like on the site? From the aerial map, it's kind of unclear. It looks like there may be a spot kind of in the rear. I wasn't sure what that.
Yeah, all our employees, everyone that lives in a housing, we have parking enough where you go around the daycare building. There's parking on the side of each building where each family has a parking spot. As far as the daycare, where the parents park at, will be up in the front. And it looks skinny on here, really small on here, but it's actually a nice size. We could get about, to be honest, we get about 100 cars up in the front alone. But because people are going to be picking up their children at a different time, it will never be overcrowded.
Okay. Any further questions from the members? Okay. Hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two, three. Okay. Is there anyone?
Four.
Oh, I'm sorry. Four. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none.
Mr. Chairman. Mr. Hutt did submit the petition in favor with several signatures. And we also have five letters that are in favor, okay, and one letter in opposition.
And the opposition is to what?
The only thing that they wrote was they're writing against Promise Ministries and Pastor Andre Alexander for homeless transitional housing. If anyone needs to contact me, her name was Beth Dickerson, and she had inherited the property from her deceased mother. That was it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay. Chair, hearing, we had one letter in opposition. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has demonstrated that the request will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties, and we haven't heard testimony to the contrary, so I'd make a motion we approve case number 11,117.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,117. All those in favor? Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that are stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, also for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,117 is approved.